书第十章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
再次讲的第八节。
The last time we were here, we stopped at verse 8.
现在我们从第九节读到第十五节。
Now we want to read from verses 9 to 15.
翻到了每一个人一同开声来读。
Let us read it together.
罗马书第十章第九节，一直读到第十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 9 to 15.
翻到了一同来读。一、二、三。你到就必得救，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。犹太人和希利人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。我们读经就到这个地方，我们现在请杨长老带领我们做一个祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，我们满心感谢你，因为主，我们知道主你的道，不论我们在哪一个国家，这个世界哪一个地方，我们都能够听见主你的话语，我们都能够有圣灵在我们的心里面来感动我们。求主帮助我们，好叫我们有谦卑可受教的心灵来到这个地方。求主帮助我们，使我们的心里就好像好土一般。当主你的道来到我们的心里的时候，求主你帮助我们，使我们不单只是听到的人，我们也是听到行道的人。我们再一次把主你自己的仆人交托在主你的手中，求主的圣灵的大能托着他，好叫他口里所说的一切都蒙主你悦纳。这样祈求祷告奉靠救主耶稣得胜的名求，
阿们。阿们。我们每一个礼拜在这里是讲罗马书。
Every week we are here talking about Romans.
每一个礼拜我们在新加坡是讲希伯来书。
But in Singapore we preach on Hebrews.
在这里呢，每个礼拜是李建安博士给我翻译。
And here Dr. Lee Jian An is the translator.
新加坡就是杨长老给我翻译。
But in Singapore it will be Elder Yong.
他们两位都是在全世界我翻译最。
And two of them are the one that I use most.
今天特别从新加坡飞过来，给他鼓掌一下，好不好
？Thanks be to God.
盼望你们以后兴起来。
I hope that there will be one among you.
也有中文好、英文好、讲道好、翻译好的人。
Who can be bilingual and can preach well at the same time?
杨长老现在在新加坡不但是翻译。
Not only will Reverend Fong be preaching all over the world.
杨长老每个礼拜都讲到。
And every week he preaches all over the
world. 我讲他，他讲我。感谢上帝。好，我们现在开始讲这段圣经。
Let us start to preach.
我们上一次讲到了，我们要靠着主得救。
Last time we talked about how we ought to be saved to our Lord.
我们口里承认耶稣是主。
As we confess that the Lord is the Savior.
我们心里相信他从死里复活。
And believe in our heart that he is risen from the dead.
你口里承认就称义。
When you confess with your mouth, you are made righteous.
心里相信我们就必得救。
And when you believe in your heart, you will be saved.
那么接下去保罗要讲什么呢？
The Apostle Paul says later.
保罗就告诉我们，我们这个从口里心里相信的，就是上帝都耶稣从死里复活的这一位主。
It
seems very easy. Just call upon his name and you will be saved.
我们最后一段跟大家讲，这样从整个罗马的法律来明白这一节真正的意思是什么。
In the last passage, we said that we want to understand this through the entire Roman law.
你就求告主名就得救。
You say if you call upon his name, you will be
saved. 主啊，你就得救了。
Does that mean that if I say Lord, Lord, I will be saved?
这样简单吗？
Is it that simple?
其实这句话就是最不简单的事情。
And actually, this is the most difficult thing to do.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为保罗讲这句话的时候是在罗马书里面讲出来。
The The Apostle Paul mentioned this in the book of Romans.
不是在哥伦书书里面,
in the Corinthians.
不是在加拉太书里面,
or Galatians.
不是在菲律宾书里面,
or Philippians.
特别在罗马书里面,
this is mentioned especially in Romans.
关于说在罗马城的人,
in other words, for the Romans,
他们很清楚这句话是太困难的事情。
It will be clear that this is a difficult thing to do.
因为罗马城是整个罗马帝国的首都。
Rome is the capital of the entire Roman Empire.
所以罗马帝国的法律他们非常清楚。
And so the citizen would have known the law.
罗马帝国的凯撒大帝,
Julius Caesar of Rome,
还有他以下许多许多的君王,
and all the emperors after him,
他们都有一个规定,
they all have a law.
就是做了皇帝以后, 全罗马帝国半途里面的百姓, 都要称他为主,
then after they become emperor, everybody would confess them as
well. 罗马帝国的这个帝王,
the emperor of the Roman Empire,
就是全民的主人,
is the master of
all.
All the people belong to him.
所以你要称他为主,
and so you have to confess
him.
And you will be saved.
如果你不称他为主,
if you do not do that,
他就可以定你的罪,
he will judge you.
可以将你置以死地,
and he can pass the death sentence.
这个罗马帝国的法律是这样严格的。
The Roman laws are very strict. And everybody under the territory
has fallen.
I have mentioned this to you on chapter
1.
About a country with two systems.
邓小平说的香港会回中国以后,
it didn't start from Deng Xiaoping.
你还可以照样有香港资本主义社会的体制。
Hong Kong is supposed to still be capitalist after coming back to China.
中国大陆有中国大陆共产主义的体制。
And the Chinese system is communist in
nature.
How can a country have two systems?
邓小平说这个一国两制。
And this is proposed by Deng Xiaoping.
这个办法是不是从邓小平开始的?
This one country, two systems, did it start from here?
其实不是,
no, it started from the Roman Empire.
这个两制是什么意思呢?
What sort of dual system is this?
全帝国的人都要称凯撒为主。
Firstly, all people have to confess Caesar as Lord.
制度是已经定下的。
This is the law.
所以罗马的半途, 扩展到什么地方?
As the Roman Empire expands itself,
这个罗马帝国的法律就实行到那个地方。
The Roman laws were in effect.
但是当他们到了犹太人耶路撒冷的地方的时候,
but when they reached Jerusalem,
他们发现耶路撒冷不愿意称帝国的凯撒为主。
They discovered that the Jews were not willing to do that.
他们称耶和华主,
they only confessed
Jehovah
as Lord. The Lord of hosts.
我们的上帝是创造天地万物的主,
the creator of heaven and earth.
所以犹太人只称耶和华为主, 他们不愿意称凯撒为主。
The Jews only regarded Jehovah as Lord, not Caesar.
根据罗马帝国的法律,
but based on Roman law,
凡是在凯撒之外称别的人, 或者别的事为主的都要杀头。
If you confess another person as Lord, you must be killed.
那么这个法律定下来怎么办呢?
So what would they do about it?
所以罗马帝国就感到这是最拉扯、最困难应付的一件事情。
And the Romans considered this as the most difficult problem.
怎么可能把以色列民族、西班牙人、几百万人都杀死了?
How can you slaughter millions of the Israelites?
罗马的军队都没这么多。
They don't even have that many people in the whole army.
这样不够军队去杀他们，怎么可能把整个民族杀光呢？
So they don't have enough people to kill the entire race.
所以就变了办法劝以色列要称罗马的这个凯撒为主。
They use all sorts of methods to persuade the Jews.
绝对没办法。
But they couldn't work.
犹太人宁可死，他也不称耶和华以外的人为主。
The Jews were willing to die rather than confess another person as
Lord. 最后的罗马帝国一定要妥协。
In the end, there must be a compromise. And so they gave a special provision to the
Jews.
One country, two
systems.
Other places, Caesar is
Lord.
But in Jerusalem, Jehovah is Lord.
所以这方面是对犹太民族的一个特别的宽容。
This is a special compromise for the Jews.
那么请你注意哈,
but then nowadays,
到了主后73年的时候,
73 AD,
在马萨马上面,
on top of Massava,
犹太人不肯妥协, 他们完全自杀而死。
The Jews were not willing to compromise and they gave themselves. When the Roman armies went to that place with the most advanced weapons, they thought they would be
victorious.
That the Jews would surrender
to them.
But when they went they discovered that not a single soul was alive on the hill. Every Jew committed suicide. And so the Jews never compromised. They will not surrender to the political system of the world. For Caesar, the emperor of Rome, they knew that the Jews cannot be changed easily. And this rule was applied to other people. And it cannot come into effect among the Jews. These are things that the Romans knew. When the Apostle Paul says about this, if you confess with your mouth Jesus, you will be saved. When we read this, we don't have special feelings. There are some evangelicals who are sharing. They confessing. Is this how shallow the meaning is?
No.
This verse says, those who live in Rome, if they confess Jesus as Lord, it means they are prepared to die for
it.
And so this becomes a challenge in faith.
You
want to believe? You must be prepared to die.
Do
you want to believe in Jesus? It's not believing in somebody who's good. Or an ethical expert. Or a leader in morality. Or a leader among the people. Or a revolutionary. When you say you believe in Jesus, you must believe him as Lord. The Lord of all the universe. Creator of heaven and earth. He has sovereignty over all things in your life. And so when you confess Jesus is Lord, you are declaring Caesar is not Lord. Those who live in Rome, if they confess Jesus as Lord and call upon his name, it means that they are prepared to be beheaded and prepared to die. So when you read chapter 10, you must have an understanding of the Roman laws that you know how severe this is.
这样说来, 保罗传福音的时候,
and so when the Apostle Paul preached,
无形中是告诉人, 人要接受耶稣为主, 就要放弃他在罗马生存的这个权利。
Indirectly, he's declaring that if you accept Jesus as Lord, you are giving up your life.
当保罗说耶稣是主的时候,
when the Apostle Paul said Jesus is Lord,
宣布罗马的凯撒,
he's declaring that Caesar is not Lord. And so he's anti-revolutionary. He became a person who is against the kingdom. And so he must be in a sense of danger. A preacher preaching the gospel, it is actually not for them to be in danger. When a person preaches the gospel, it was not for danger to himself. But there is this irony in the gospel, a paradox. When you say you believe in God, you are prepared to pay a price for your faith. This is the spirit of Christianity. This is the meaning of the Bible. Unhappily, today in charismatic
circles,
and in success theology, in prosperity theology,
你可以从上帝得到多少多大恩典。
They always tell you that if you believe, you can get all these things from God.
所以初期基督教原先的原则
，in the early church, in early Christianity,
跟今天已经改头换面、不忠于圣经的基督教运动是不一样的。
It is completely different from the changed state of Christianity. 原
先的信仰是要你付代价。
In the original state, faith requires you to pay a price.
你若不舍己。
If you do not deny yourself,
就背十字架
do not carry your own cross,
你不配做我的门徒
you are unworthy to be my disciple.
耶稣基督信徒讲的嘛
This was what Jesus Christ said.
所以一个人要背起十字架来
for a person to carry his cross,
舍弃他的自己
to deny himself,
跟随主
to follow the Lord,
付代价
he pays the price,
他甚至受痛苦
he will suffer,
到最后连自己的生命被剥去他也愿意持守他的信仰
And yet he is willing to give up his life to hold on to his faith. But this is not the case today. Today, Christ gave us his life. And then we did not suffer. And forever you will prosper. This sort of Christianity is very different from biblical Christianity.The Apostle Paul says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that the Lord raised him from the dead. And you will be saved. Confess
what?
Jesus is Lord. Believe in
what?
That God raised him from the dead to show that he is the
Jesus.
Because he's resurrected, he is the Son of God. When I confess with my mouth, he is Lord. And in my heart, I truly understand and believe God. He is not like a common sinner. We end our sinful life in death. But through death, Jesus showed that he was sinless. Because he has victory over death, we know he's Son of God. And so when I am a sinner, I know he is the Savior. He has been sent by God. God who saved us. He has victory over death. The Lord of life. When I see the gospel for myself and understand that it has victory over
death,
it is a gospel that gives me
life.
It is sent by God.
是神的力是在我的。
The power of God resurrected him.
甘愿称他为主。
And so I'm willing to confess him as Lord.
我这样决定的时候
when I make this decision,
就要付代价。
I must pay the price.
我这样决定我就违背了罗马的法。
When I decide in this way, I'm against Roman laws.
罗马的兵丁有权柄杀死我。
The Roman soldiers can kill me.
因为你不叫凯撒为主。
Because you did not confess Caesar.
你叫耶稣为主。
You confess Jesus is Lord.
后来的罗马人就开始逼迫基督徒。
The Romans began to persecute the Christians.
为什么他一问两次还要逼迫基督徒？
Why do they persecute them even though they're
Christians? 因为他们以问以色列人称耶和华为主。
They thought that the Jews would call Jehovah as
Jehovah.
Where is Jehovah?
看不见。
You cannot see him.
Jehovah 在天上。
He is in heaven.
犹太人在圣殿里。
The Jews are in the
Jehovah, 我的主啊。
They say Jehovah Lord.
那是个看不见的上帝。
It is an invisible God.
但是后来才发现，不但犹太人称耶和华为主。
Later they realized that not only would the Jews confess Jehovah as Lord. They already compromised.
这是一国两制里面的事情。
It is something in the two systems.
相信到后来还有一些的人也是犹太人。
But strangely later there are other Jews.
他们呢称耶稣为主。
Who confess Jesus as Lord.
那个耶稣不是耶和华。
Jesus is not.
耶和华是在天上。
Jehovah is in heaven.
耶稣是在地上。
Jesus also on earth.
耶和华是看不见的。
Jehovah cannot be.
耶稣是看得见的。
Jesus was physical.
耶和华是灵。
Jehovah is.
耶稣是有肉身的。
Jesus was physical.
所以他们发现一国两制发生问题了。
And so they discover a problem in this one country.
这一批极少数的犹太人
，this minority Jews，
他们现在不是跟着旧约的系统建立他们的信仰。
They did not build their faith upon the Old Testament.
他们是相信一位从死里复活的耶稣，称他为主。
They believe in Jesus resurrected from the dead and call him Lord.
这些基督徒。跟旧约的那些西班牙人信仰是不一样的。
These Christians are different from Old Testament Jews.
不但如此
，Not only that，
犹太人没有影响别的民族。 作为犹太人。
The Jews did not influence other people to become Jews.
如果有影响，不是他们故意传，不是他们故意这样努力的去勾引的。
If they influence other people, it is probably indirect.
但是呢，基督徒不是这样。
But this was not the case for Christians.
基督徒信了耶稣是主以后。
After they believed Jesus is Lord,
到处故意传福音。
They went directly to Christian gospel.
在撒玛利亚传福音。
In Samaria.
他们在其他地方传福音。
Other places.
他们在罗马圣殿传福音。
In Rome.
所以这些基督徒要全世界的人都成为耶稣的门徒。
These Christians want to convert the entire world to become disciples.
岂不是成为罗马帝国一个很大的威胁吗？
And so they became a great threat.
罗马的军队东征西讨，征服了许多的国，使许多的民都归顺罗马帝国的版图。
The Roman soldiers are able to conquer all sorts of land.
这些地方的人都称凯撒为他们的主。
And all these people called Caesar as Lord.
现在的竟然基督徒也在罗马半途的中间到处劝人相信耶稣基督为主。
The problem now is that the Christian went ahead to preach all over the place.
这样对犹太人的宽容现在不能用在对基督徒的宽容的上面。
The tolerance towards the Jews cannot be used upon the Christians.
所以呢就开始逼迫基督教。
So Christianity was persecuted.
Nero.
Emperor Nero.
Titus.
Vespasian,
Trajanus,
all these Roman
emperors,
they kept killing Christians.
啊,
Why would they do that?
为什么逼迫基督徒?
Why would they persecute?
只有一个原因,
only one reason.
因为你说耶稣是主,
because you say Jesus is Lord.
因为你宣告主名,
you call upon his name.
所以上帝的话跟人的社会的理论就完全不一样。
The word of God, therefore, is different from our social
theories. God said that you
will be saved if you call upon his name.
求告主耶稣, 你就必要死。
The Romans said if you call upon his name, he will die.
你看见了没有?
Can you see this now?
岂不是好像伊甸园第三章创世纪所讲的是一样的吗?
This is similar to the third chapter of Genesis.
上帝说你吃的那日必定死。
God said that they eat this fruit, you will surely
die. 我会说你吃的那日不一定死。
Satan said, maybe not.
上帝说你吃的那日一定会死的。
God said, you will surely die.
上帝说你吃的那日眼睛会明亮起。
Satan said, you will open your eyes.
是完全不同的两个理论。
Two different
things. 同一件事。
The same thing.
你吃。
When you eat it.
上帝说你吃。
God said, you will die.
我会说你不吃。
Satan said, no.
同一件事。
Same thing.
你称耶稣为主。
If you confess, Jesus is Lord. Paul says, you will be saved.
罗马帝国的你就死。
Roman Empire said, you will die.
所以做基督徒难吗？难。
It's difficult to be a Christian.
凡是很容易做基督徒的地方一定有一些毛病在。
There will be a lot of problematic areas if you find it easy to be a Christian.
如果一个牧师都做基督徒很容易。
If a pastor says it's very easy to be a Christian.
他叫你做错误的基督徒。
He is making a mistake.
一个跟随主的人。
A person that follows
the Lord. 一定有苦难。
Will have suffering.
跟随主的人。
If you follow the Lord.
一定要付代价。
You must pay the price.
立志敬虔度日的。
Those who are determined to lead a holy life,
你一定要受逼迫。
Must be persecuted.
进入上帝的国度。
When you enter the kingdom of God,
必须经历许多的艰难。
You will face a lot of trials.
你要走永生的道路。
When you go on the path of eternity,
窄路进窄门。
You must go through the narrow gate.
这是圣经很清楚的教训。
These are clear teachings in the
Bible. 我相信我讲到这里，你就明白这一段是何等的困难。
I believe now you understand how difficult this verse is.
保罗说：“凡信靠主名的。”
Apostle Paul says, "If you confess,
you will be saved.
You will be saved."
而罗马帝国说：“你信耶稣为主，你就必砍头。”
The Roman Empire says, "If you believe in Jesus, you will be saved."
那我请问你，
so、the question
你要听使徒的话，或者听罗马的法律呢？
Do you want to listen to the apostle or the Roman Empire?
顺从就是手舞寸铁，只用口传道的上帝的仆人。
You want to be submissive to this servant of God who has no weapons.
或者你要顺服这个有军有这个武器有法律有生死权柄的罗马帝国。
Or this kingdom that has weapons, that has authority over life and death.
这是基督教在继续不断每个时代中间要面对的一个选择。
This is the choice that Christianity has to face in all generations.
像我们在东方的基督徒，
for all of us who live in the East,
有人说在第一代决定信耶稣的时候都遇到 差不多这一类性质的东西。
Many people who are first generation Christians would have faced this problem.
当你信耶稣的时候
，When you believe in Jesus，
人家说你是背叛祖宗的人。
Many people say you're against your ancestors.
当你信耶稣的时候
，When you believe in Jesus Christ，
人家说你是毁灭自己文化的人。
Many people say you are against your own culture.
当你信耶稣的时候
，When you believe in Jesus，
人家说你是整个国家的卖国者。
People say you're traitor to your nation.
帝国主义的走狗。
You are a traitor in the imperialist system.
西洋的文化侵略者。
And you are imperialist invader from the West.
忘记祖宗忘恩负义的。
A person that has betrayed your own ancestors.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is this the case?
你是人在一个文化的传统里面。
Under our cultural tradition.
他已经在某一种价值的观念中间遗传下来。
We have already inherited this very system.
他已经肯定了这个文化价值。
And it affirmed the value of the culture.
因为那个看见是在高高过世界的文化传统的时候。
One day when they see the word of God is higher than the cultural tradition of the world.
他明白了主所讲的话，我的道路非同你们的道路，你们的意念非同我的意念。
When you understand the word of the Lord that says my will is higher than your will.
天地地和的美言，我的道路离开你们的道路也是一样。我的意念高过你们的意念，也是如此。
My will is higher than your will. The way heaven is from the earth.
当圣灵把这种本质的差异向我们显明以后
，When the Bible reveals this one, it did it different.
我们才知道我们应当归向上。
We know that we have to go back to Him.
真基督徒归向上帝的时候
，But when a true Christian go back to the Lord,
不可能也遇到困难。
It is impossible for him not to have problems.
思想困难。
Problems in his reason.
价值观的困难。
Problems with his value system.
文化传统的困难。
Values with his cultural tradition.
社会习惯的困难。
The social habits.
民族主义的困难。
This idea of nationalism.
心中的挣扎很困难。
All these struggles will be in the Christian heart.
保罗说，
你要决定。You must make a
decision.
What decision?
你的口里称耶稣为主。
If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is
Lord, 你就必得救。
You will be saved.
你这一个决定。
This decision.
就是你考虑清楚的。
After you have thought about it.
主啊，只有你是主。
You say, Oh Lord, you are the only Lord.
除了你以外没有主。
Apart from you, there is no other God.
政治的领袖不是主。
Political leaders is not the Lord.
世界国度不是你的国度。
The kingdom of the world is not your kingdom.
这世界的成功不是永恒的成功。
The success of the world is temporary.
你才是永远的主。
You are the only God.
你才是独一的主。
You are the only God.
你才是生命的主。
You are the only source of life.
主啊。
And so when you say,
当你宣告主名的时候
，When you call upon His name,
已经想清楚了。
It means you have thought about it.
可能被轻看。
Maybe I will be despised.
被丢弃。
Maybe I will be
disappointed.
Maybe I will be humiliated.
被误会。
Maybe I will be mistaken.
被毁谤。
Maybe I will be scorned.
受审判。
Maybe I will be judged.
甚至我要为主而死。
Maybe I need to die for Him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当你想通这件事以后
，When you truly understand this,
证明你实实在在明白信仰的价值高到一个超过文化、政治、军事，甚至你自己生命的地步。
It means you understood the value of faith far surpasses that of your very life.
那么为什么你为这个信仰死你甘愿？
Why are you then willing to die for this faith?
注意听下面这句话。
Take note of what I'm about to say.
信仰是向这一位真正的主发出去。
Because this faith is towards this true God.
而这位的主是战胜死亡主，死里复活的主。
And this is the Lord that has victory over death and is resurrected.
所以你为这样的信仰死你也不怕。
And so you're not afraid to die for such a faith. This Lord that is resurrected from the dead is the true Lord of life. The Lord of life has experienced the resurrection and He will make you experience the same thing. Thanks be to God. For Christians to die for their faith. He is dying for a Lord that is resurrected from the dead.
他信一个能够从死里复活的主，也能叫他从死里复活，所以他愿意死。
He is willing to die because he believes in a Lord that is able to resurrect him.
这个力量是大到一个地步。
This is such a great strength.
后来没有宗教有这样的可能性。
Then it cannot be found in all other faiths.
今天我们看见了很多极端的回教徒。
Today we see a lot of extreme Muslims.
他们愿意死。
They are willing to die for their faith.
仇敌死的甘多他就甘愿死。
So long as their enemies, more enemies die.
这是很伟大的精神。
This is a great spirit.
但是这种精神跟初期教会称耶稣为主而肯死的精神是不一样的。
But this spirit is different from the spirit we read in the
early church. 为什么呢？因为这是使别人死的死。
Because this is a death that will cause
fallen. 耶稣的死是使别人从死里复活的死。
But the death of Jesus is one which will bring life.
不是使别人死是别人活的死。
It is not a death that will bring death but bring life.
所以我们今天以这种宗教的勇气是不一样的。
So this is not just boldness from religious people.
死是在基督里面，在神的旨意里面，因为圣灵而死，也甘愿。
We are willing to die because we die in His will.
而我们死的时候，不是叫别人与我们同死。
And when we die, we do not pull others to death.
盼望死的时候，我们的生命发动，身在别人的身体上也发动。
But we hope that we will influence the life in other people.
想把生命的道路彰显出来。
And we want to show them the word of life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以基督教的勇气不是杀人的勇气。
The courage of Christianity is not one for killing.
基督教的勇气是为信仰甚至要死也甘愿的勇气。
The courage of Christianity is one in which a person is willing to give up his life for his
faith. 基督的死是因为知道基督从死里复活，也把这个能力赐给我，所以我们不怕死而死。
A Christian is not afraid of dying because he knows that his Lord is able to resurrect him.
基督徒的死，像基督死要别人的生命，我们的死是要把上帝的生命彰显出来。
The Christian's death is so that others will have life.
更重要的死，他勇敢的死，叫更多的人来同死，那种死是不一样。
It is very different from the death of another faith which will cause even more
death. 所以保罗在这里很清楚地告诉
你。The Apostle Paul was clear.
你用口里承认耶稣为主。
If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
心里相信他从死里复活。
And believe in your heart that he was resurrected from the dead.
就必得救。
You will be saved.
就必称义。
You will be considered
righteous. 因为口里相信。
Because when the person
believes in his mouth. 他就必得救。
He will be saved.
一个人用心里相信，
一个 person believe in his
heart, 他就必得救。
He will be justified.
是经上说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。
As the scripture said, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
犹太人和希腊人并没有分别。
There is no difference between the Jews and the Gentiles.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是这一个救赎的恩典，现在已经不是单单属于一种人。
It means that the saving grace is not confined to a particular people.
救赎的恩典已经变成普世。每一个民族都可以享有的恩典。
The saving grace is given to the entire world.
感谢上
帝。Thanks be to God.
心里相信。
When you believe in your heart,
你可以称义。
You are justified.
口里承认。
When you confess with your mouth,
可以得救。
You will be saved.
凡信靠他的人都不至于报废蒙羞。
And all who put their trust in him will not be ashamed.
我们众人，无论犹太人，无论希腊人。同有一位的主
All of us, whether Jews or Gentiles, have the same Lord.
后代一切求告他们
And he will richly bless all who call on him.
这样，无论罗马帝国在不在
It doesn't matter whether the Roman Empire
无论这件事发生在罗马帝国里面或者罗马帝国的外面
Or whether this happened within the empire or outside of it.
一样
It is the same.
请你注意
And know that this.
在当时的政治和法律的权柄下面
In the political system and power back then,
信主的人的力量是小的不得了。
Christians had very little power.
罗马帝国的力量是大的不得了。
The Roman Empire were very strong.
但信仰已经超脱了这个限制。
But faith enabled them to break through.
我们看这个永远的国度。
We can see the eternal kingdom.
我们的永远国度呢，在看罗马的国度是很短暂的国度。
And then we see the Roman Empire as very temporal.
当保罗讲这句话
，When the Apostle Paul said,
凡跟他走的人都会死。
Everyone who follow him will die.
跟他走的人是笨人，对不对
？Doesn't that mean that they are all?
你听着保罗讲的话，你就会去砍头的。
You listen to Apostle Paul, you'll be killed.
但保罗凭着什么讲这些话
？So with what did he say?
他看到神的国度永永远远的国度。
He could see that the kingdom of God was eternal.
罗马帝国的国度是一个短暂的国度。
And the Roman Empire was temporal.
保罗讲这句话以后
，When the Apostle Paul said this,
不到三百年以后。
300 years later,
罗马帝国的这个法律就不能用。
The Roman laws were not in
effect. 因为罗马帝国最重要的王、君士坦丁都承认耶稣是主。
Because even the most important emperor, Constantine,
那是Jesus 第四世纪的事情。
That is in the fourth century.
主后320几年。
320
罗马的皇帝。
The Roman
emperor. 忽然间宣布。
suddenly declared,
예수是主,
that Jesus is
Lord. 全罗马帝国人过来说,
that the entire Roman Empire will call Jesus.
那么呢,
then they ask him, are you still
Lord? 也是我的主,
and so Jesus must be Lord of Lord if the Roman Empire considers him Lord. What are the laws of the world? All the kings of the world. The greatest king. When he prostrated before Jesus, Son of God. It means all the political system of the world will be degraded. This is a prophetic vision. The way the servant of God behaves. The courage of a person filled with the Holy Spirit. Every time you look at the throne, he's able to see God's throne higher than the throne
of man.
When you look at how big the kingdom of God is, he's able to see the infinite kingdom of God. When he sees the power of man, he's able to see the power behind the power of man in the hand of God. Political system that opposes God. There must be a satanic power of
God.
If I'm afraid of political system of the world, perhaps I do not know that behind that power is satanic power. If I do not understand this, I cannot fight. But with a prophetic eye, with the vision of the servant of God, the courage of a person who truly wishes
the world,
he will be able to see that even satanic power is under the power of God. So what is all these things? The Apostle Paul says something that cannot be changed. Whereas Caesar as Lord can be changed.
Contingent and incontingent.
This is contingent and incontingent. The difference between something that happened by chance and eternity. Political systems happen by chance. But the power of God is eternal. The throne of the world did not exist in the past nor in the future. But the throne of God is there yesterday, today, and forever. The power and the laws of man are made in the temporal
world.
But the power and the laws of God are set in heaven forever. When you are before men and someone says you're right, you are justified by men. But the person who justifies you himself is not righteous. So you are considered righteous by unrighteous men, so what's the value? But when God justifies you, because he is the righteous one, he is the true righteous. When he considers you as righteous, your righteousness would be eternal. And so I have great respect for the authors of the Bible. When these people are filled with the Holy Spirit, they are very clear in what they
said.
They were bold in what they wrote. And they have principles that can only be persecuted but not changed by the
Lord.
After the apostle
Paul said,
you can kill me.
You
can be opposing
to me. But
what I wrote cannot be
changed. Why?
It is inspired by the eternal one.
你杀我的人,
you can kill me
physically.
You can oppose me.
我不怕你,
I'm not afraid of you.
你反对我, 你杀我,
your power to oppose me is not eternal.
所以保罗写这些话以后,
after the apostle Paul wrote
不到三百年,
within 300 years, the entire Roman Empire changed.
圣经也没变,
did the Bible change?
变慢。
Did it change?
需要变慢。
Did it need to change?
可能变慢。
Will it ever change?
不需要变。
It doesn't need to change.
反对基督教信仰的政权一个一个下去。
All the political system that opposes Christianity fell.
甚至永远不下去。
But the Bible will never fail.
罗马帝国在哪里呢？
Where is the Roman Empire today?
早就没有。
It has gone away.
圣经里。
What about the Bible?
2000年以后在吉隆坡 Crown Princess Hotel 还在讲。
2000 years later, we're still talking about it today.
你感到好笑吗？
You think it's
我感到太神圣了。
I believe it needs to be
太严肃了。
Too stern.
太伟大了。
And too great.
有哪一本书像这一本的经典？
There is no book like this.
可是这道永世不可改变的事情。
This is a scripture that will not change for all
eternity.
When the servant of God explained all this,
不是不知道当时有尼罗王会发生他。
He was not that he was ignorant of the emperor Nero. He knew.
他后来真正被尼罗王把他砍了。
In the end, he was indeed beheaded.
保罗自己后来被杀被砍了。
The apostle Paul himself was beheaded. But this did not stop him from writing the word of God. You can behead me. Your power is contingent.
Open.
Happen by chance.
叫我写下这些上帝，他们全定是 incontingent.
But the God that allowed me to write this is incontingent.
不是 open.
He did not happen by chance.
永存的。
He lives eternally.
我一定要写下来。
So I must write this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们思想到这样严肃的时候
When we think about this solemnly,
再看那几节的圣经就不一样。
When you read the Bible again, it will be different.
我今天没有办法讲到接下去五个关系。
I cannot talk about the next five relations.
我要把这一点讲清楚，我们就做一个介绍。
I want to clearly mention this first.
后来的五个关系是什么呢？
There are five other relations.
因果律的问题。
This is the first one is
the cause.
When I call upon the Lord,
我就得救。
I will be saved.
是我的求告使我得救吗？
So is it because I have called him?
不是。
No.
这背后有另外一个关系。
There is another relationship.
关系背后还有一个关系。
And yet another one.
再有一个关系。
One more.
再有一个关系。
And one more.
到最后你知道神是一切美善的源头。
In the end, you will know that God is the source of all good things.
我不是神动了善根。
Because our God works good things.
任何善事成全。
Without him, nothing good will happen.
我不是神是个善的动力的源头。
If God is not the source of all goodness,
任何善的果子会结出来。
There will be no good fruit of
goodness. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们的信仰。
Our faith.
我们的承认。
Our confession.
不是因为我们感到对我有好处，所以我才承认。
Did not come about because we think there's something
good for us. 如果我信上帝，因为我要上天。
If I believe in God because I want to go to heaven, if I can have a lot of good things from this,
那个信仰还是出于你的自私，还是出于不舍己的信仰。
That faith will still come from your selfishness and your refusal to deny.
哪一个人用这种方法传道的
？A person that preach in this way,
他就是有意无意资助人的自私来到上帝面前，有错误的动机。
Directly and indirectly, he's promoting the wrong motive to come to God.
真正传道的
，A person who truly preach the word,
讲到了付代价决定信仰的这个问题。
We'll talk about the essence of paying the price for your faith.
所以今天晚上
，this evening，
我再要做一个结论。
I want to conclude，
就是当你解释求告主名就必得救的时候。
When you want to explain about confessing with your mouth，
你不能按字句这样讲。
You cannot just explain it literally。
按字句这种表面的意思这样传。
And preach in a superficial manner。
或者你跟人家说你信吧，你求告主名，你就必得救。
Or to tell someone just call the name of the Lord you
receive。若是这样的话。
This word
你对这一份圣经的了解是太肤浅了。
You would indeed have a very shallow understanding of this.
所以你看，有关这一方面
，As for this matter,
圣经一共有三次重要的同样名词不同的解释法。
There are three different terms you see in the Bible with three different expressions.
保罗说
，The apostle Paul
said, 求告主名的
，If you confess, call upon his name.
怎么样？就必得救。大家说，凡求告主名。谁讲的？
Who said this?
保罗讲的。
Apostle Paul.
耶稣怎么讲的？
What about Jesus?
凡求告主名的。
Those who call upon my name.
一定得救吗？
Will you really be saved?
你们不要信说，主啊，主啊，称呼我主名的都必得救。 唯独遵行天父旨意的人才得救。
Jesus said, not all who call upon my name will be saved, but those who do the Father's will.
所以你看啊，
so look at this.
保罗讲，
the Apostle Paul says,
耶稣讲的，
Jesus said something else.
表面上一样不一样？
On the surface, are they the same?
一样不一样？
Are they the same?
不一样。
They are not.
保罗说，凡求告主名的，就必得救。
The Apostle Paul says, you'll be saved, you call upon my name.
耶稣说，你们不要因为凡称为主啊，主啊，都进天国。
Jesus said, not all who call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of God.
保罗说，你称主啊，你就必得救。
The Apostle Paul said, just call.
No.
Jesus said, no.
你不能说主啊主啊就得救。
You can't be saved just like that.
称呼主啊主啊都进天国。
Not all call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom.
唯独遵行天父旨意的才进天国。
Only those who do the will of the Father.
你说这样保罗跟耶稣唱对台。
Then it seems that it's contradictory.
保罗说称主啊主啊就得救。
Paul says, just call and you'll be saved.
口里称主啊。
Confess with your
mouth. 心里相信。
Believe in your heart.
就得救了。
You will be saved.
耶稣说不。
Jesus said, no.
口里称主啊。
If you call your mouth,
心里相信，
不
够，遵行天父旨意才得救。
You must do the will of the Father.
啊，你说我懂了，我懂了。
So you say now I know.
保罗讲前面一半，耶稣讲后面一半，合起来就完全了。
Maybe Paul said the front and Jesus said the back.
我先讲主啊主啊。
First I say Lord Lord.
然后我才遵行主的旨意。
Then I do His will.
那我一定得救了。
I will be saved.
哎，保罗另外一件事情，第三次提到这个事情。
But the third passage of the Bible.
保罗对哥林多教会的人怎么讲？
The Apostle Paul says to the Corinthians.
若不是被圣灵感动，
if you have not been moved by the Holy Spirit,
没有人能称耶稣什么？
No one is able to call Jesus as Lord.
所以你看见这三次的解释，
it's three different passages.
求告主名的，
if you confess with your mouth,
就必得救，
you will be saved.
称呼主啊主啊，
those who call Lord Lord,
必定得救，
may not be saved.
凡被圣灵感动，
and the third one, if you are moved by the
Holy Spirit, 才能称耶稣为主。
Only when you are moved by the Spirit, can you confess.
看见就是两种不同称耶稣为主的。
And so calling upon the Lord, there are two different types.
有一种人说主啊。
The first time say Lord.
他真知道耶稣才是真的主。
Because deep in his heart, he knows that Jesus is Lord.
真知道称耶稣为主的会被杀。
He truly knows that he has been killed.
他被 killed. 真知道不可能不称耶稣为主。
But he recognizes that he cannot have any other way.
真知道圣灵感动他，他才称耶稣。
He truly knows that he has been moved by the Holy Spirit to call him Lord.
第二种人呢？
The second time.
就是跟着人家的主啊主啊主啊。
Just follow everybody else and say, Lord, Lord.
他们不知道什么叫做称耶稣为主。
They do not really understand.
他们甚至不知道主到底意深到什么地。
They don't even know how deep the meaning of the word
Lord is. 他们没有明白称耶稣为主抵触罗马法律危险在哪。
And they do not know the danger of calling Jesus.
他们就没有经历到什么叫做圣灵感动他们称耶稣为主。
And they have never experienced the moving of the Holy Spirit to call, make them call Jesus.
口里称耶稣为主。
So although they confess with their mouth,
生命没有降服在主权之下。
Their life is not under the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus.
所以就是说话行事。
And so the way they talk and live,
不遵行神的旨意。
Is not in according to the
Spirit. 他们说行所做。
Everything that they do.
尽心的遵守主权。
Continue to be in sin.
一边
念
主啊主啊。
Although they say Lord Lord.
一边犯罪。
They still
sin. 说。
And do the evil.
一边跟人家信。
And follow other people.
甚至跟人家一样的说预言。
And follow other people in prophesying.
跟人家一样的行神迹。
Following other people in making
signs. 跟人家一样的医病。
And healing.
跟人家一样的赶鬼。
And exorcism.
等到有一天站到主面前来的时候。
One day when they come before
the Lord. 主啊主啊。
They say Lord Lord.
主耶稣说。
Jesus Christ said.
我从来不认识你。
I never knew you.
你说怎么可能？
You say, how is this
我是奉你的名赶鬼的。
In your name, I
我是奉你的名医病的。
In your name, I heal.
奉你的名说预言的。
In your name, I prophesy.
奉你的名行异能神迹的。
In your name, I have signs and wonders.
主耶稣说，我从来不认识你。
The Lord Jesus said, I never knew you.
你们这些作恶的人，
all you evil doers,
离开我去。
Depart from me.
我不明白这句话什么意思。
I cannot understand.
我行神迹是作恶吗？
How can I do evil when I have miracles?
我说预言是作恶吗？
How can I have evil when I prophesy?
我一定赶鬼是作恶吗？
How can I do evil when I'm healing?
这个到底什么意思？
What does this word mean?
是不是那些不真正相信明白信仰的人，他们就是侍奉也是在犯罪？
Is it applicable to those who do not actually believe?
主啊，我是奉你的名赶鬼。
But I use your name to exercise.
作恶的人离开我去。
Jesus said,
you are the Lord. 你说你
的名字，I use your name to prophesy.
耶稣你们这里作恶的人离开我去。
Jesus said, depart.
说我是奉你的名行神迹。
Oh Lord, I use your name to perform miracles.
You use Lord to rip
Jesus said, I never knew you. You are evildoers,
depart. Is it
possible to sin when you use his name as perform miracles? These are not easy
questions.
Some people say, oh, this guy can make miracles. He can prophesy, so the Holy Spirit
is there.
Today we all have superficial understanding of the Bible. And so with our subjective attitude, we just accept things that are very superficial. We never know what is right and wrong through the principle of the truth.
主耶稣不会受现象欺骗。
And Jesus Christ would not be deceived by this.
你奉我的名说预言,
yes, you may have prophesied with my name.
奉我的名行神迹吧,
or have signs and wonders.
奉我的名一并感恩,
or healed and exercised.
我很谢谢你,
would Jesus say, without you, the church
would not be deceived. Oh,
since you have done all these things, come.
我已经预备了大的福分在天国里面。
I prepare great blessings for you.
谢谢你,
thank you very much. Come.
教会就靠你这些人行神迹,所以教会这样子地方去。
The church needs you to revive it.
耶稣基督反过来说,
Jesus said the other way around.
你们这些作恶的人离开我去,
all you evildoers depart from me.
第二个意思是什么?
What is the second meaning?
会不会是他们一方面行神迹,一方面奉主的灵感恩,一方面做了很多犯罪事,是给人看不见?
Could it be that these people sin privately without anybody knowing?
但问题来了,
but the next question is,
如果他们一边犯罪,为什么行神迹会行出来?
How can miracles be done although they were still sinners?
一边作恶,一方面可以讲出预言出来?
If they were evildoers, how can they prophesy?
有没有可能一个人讲到很有能力,但是生活乱七八糟?
Is it possible for a person to preach with power but lead a decadent life?
有没有可能一个人传到很多人悔改,但是他自己犯罪,犯奸淫,邪恶淫乱?
Is it possible for a person to bring many to Christ but himself in an adulterous life?
有没有可能?
Is this possible?
我问你啊,
no, I'm asking you.
有没有可能?
Is this possible?
我本来以为很懂,越听你讲越不懂。我告诉你,当你懂的,你会懂的时候,你就开始懂了。
And I fear those who think they know the word.
所以是我在美国听见一个很著名的牧师，原来有好几个女人，甚至生的在妻子外面，在外面有一个孩子，今年17岁。
In America, I heard of a very famous pastor who actually had children out of wedlock.
我认识,
I know him.
讲道很有恩赐,
he is gifted in preaching.
教会著名的领袖,
he is a famous church leader.
原来从18、19年开始就真理传潮，繁华而热潮。
But more than 18 years ago, he started having all these things around. In the same manner, he wear the robe and baptized and had holy communion. And in the name of the Lord, Jesus said, one day he was
saying,
I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoer. Dear brothers and sisters,
是不是那一件使他一边称耶稣为主，一边用神迹奇事来犯罪？
Is this verse applicable to this person?
或者是他一边犯罪，一边假奉耶稣的名来行神迹？
Or maybe all that he has done is fake.
如果他奉耶稣的名能够行神迹，为什么耶稣要给他行得出来？
If he used the name of the Lord and he's an evildoer, why would the Lord allow this to happen?
怎么可能?
Is this possible?
请你注意下面的话,
take note of what I'm about to say.
耶稣对他们说,
Jesus said to them,
法利赛,
Pharisees,
坐在摩西的位置上,
where they sit upon the seat of Moses,
法利赛,
the Pharisees,
假冒伪善,
they are hypocrites,
坐在摩西的位置上,
they sat on the seat of Moses.
啊, 教训你们的,你们都要听,
you have to listen to all that he has taught.
不要效法他们的行为。
But do not follow their pathway. I am in fear. When I listen to these words, the Pharisees, Those who are fake.
假冒为善,
those who are hypocrites.
怎么可以坐在母亲位置上?
How can we allow them to sit on the seat of Moses? But if they were sitting there, does that mean that they are servant of God?
如果他不是上帝的仆人,
if they are not servant of God,
怎么可以在上帝的仆人的座子上?
How can he sit there?
他在位置上传什么?
What would they preach about?
如果不是的,
if it is not real,
怎么可以坐在这里?
How can we allow them to sit there?
如果是的话,
if they are real,
为什么他是巴利赛?
Why are they Pharisees?
如果他传的是上帝的话,
if they preach the word of God,
为什么上帝的话交给这种人传?
Why would the word be given to these people?
如果他传的不是上帝的话,
if they do not preach the word of God,
为什么耶稣说你要听他的教训?
Why would Jesus say, listen to them?
很多事情你好像很容易明白,不容易明白。
So some things are difficult to understand, dear brothers and sisters. But the Apostle James gave us a very important
principle.
没有信心的, faith without works is dead.
所以信心,
and faith
不是口头的成,
is not something that comes from our mouth, or an understanding of our reason, or a recognition of doctrines, or a confession with our intellect. Faith is an
outpouring
under the sovereign will of God. We know that He's eternal. And know that the Holy Spirit has moved me to confess Him as Lord. His living faith becomes our action. And in our lives, we'll be seeing. We are given the true faith in our life and it became an action in our life.
不要心里说,
do not say in your heart,
称呼耶稣主啊主啊,
then all who call Him Lord, Lord will enter in the kingdom of God.
专心天父心,
only those who do the will of God will enter.
你求告诉你,
have you called upon His name?
Jesus
said, I have done this long ago.
你求告诉你,
you call His name.
你知道什么叫做求告诉你?
You know what it means.
你知道在罗马帝国求告主你被杀,
you know that in the Roman Empire you will be slaughtered.
你知道你要被杀,
even so you are willing to confess Him as Lord.
真的相信那主,
and you truly believe He was raised from the dead.
真的他相信那主神经,
if you are willing, if you really believe He is raised from the dead, why are you not willing to die for
Him?
If you are willing to die even for your faith, why are you afraid of difficulties? If you truly believe Him as Lord, do you have Him as Lord of your life? If He is indeed Lord of your life, the things you do in life, is it consistent with Him? From this verse, we can keep thinking about it. There are so many great lessons. All these great lessons. But the general principle is simple. A true faith will be submissive to the highest authority. A true faith will be one in which we are willing to die. A true faith will come because the Holy Spirit has first moved. A true faith comes because the power of the resurrection is upon your life. A true faith will not come only because of a recognition in your reason, but it's a very part of your life. Thanks be to God. Although you are not a Pharisee or a Jew, and you have not been circumcised, you have not followed the laws, like the Greeks, you are Gentiles. But the Bible says, Jews or Gentiles, whether they are Greeks, they believe and the Lord is pleased with them. We are going to stop here. The next time we come, we want to talk about these five relationships. Then we want to understand when we say Lordship of Jesus Christ, then when we believe, do we have sovereignty? May the Lord bless us all. Then the more we know His truth, the more we understand Him as Lord. Let us all stand up together. Let us read Romans chapter 10 again.
From verse 9,
弟兄们，
罗马书第十章第九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信上帝将他从死里救你的主，一个人心里相信就可以成义，口里承认就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的人并不至于羞愧。犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人都愿意为主，他也后代一起求告他，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。第十三节到十五节慢慢念。然而人未曾信他，怎能信他？未曾听见他，怎能信他？没有传道，怎能听见他？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道？如今上所说，报给你传喜信，他们的教导何等强烈！我们弟兄，
Let us pray.